Good evening and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, it's Monday, May 7th, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I did, but I kept pretty busy. I spent some time doing some garden maintenance, as we all have talked about many, many times. It's important that we grow our own food, and luckily I got a good early start on it. We had a couple of months of warm weather there when it should have been, I don't know, relatively cold, and then we had the cold snap, so I had to jump through hoops to try to salvage as many of the vegetables as I could. And so far, so good. Everything seems to be going really well, but it was time for some replanting and, you know, allowing some room for growth, which I guess is a good metaphor for all of us. But I did a lot of crap around the house and got a lot of stuff accomplished. So I feel like it was time well spent. But at the same time, I also feel like it wasn't much of a weekend. But maybe that's okay. I'm excited about this week. We got a lot of great guests lined up for you. And tonight, no exception, our good friend Grant Hall will be joining us in about an hour. We all know Grant is the author of the book Privacy Crisis and sponsor on the show. Great man with some great information. We'll talk to him a little bit later about all that. First things first, though, welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at the only officially sanctioned website for the network. That would be republicbroadcasting.org. Our website is franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there, courtesy of the hard work of Webmaster James. So let him know you appreciate him and help him out if you can. He's always looking for people to be of assistance, that's for sure. He does it all himself. He's a great guy, certainly. Be aware of our phone number as well, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So obviously we've got an hour to do some news and to play around, so you're more than welcome to jump in here with your questions or wherever you want to take us. Certainly a lot of news going on, a lot of bad weather, okay? Devastating tornado in Kansas, Greensburg, Kansas. Maybe you've seen something like that. Just atrocious. Just looking at the devastation on the Weather Channel, I just knew it was going to be a doozy. And I think they categorized it as an F5. So pretty much the biggest tornado you can have. And it annihilated this entire town, which is very, very bizarre. And as we've been talking about nonstop, certainly even on Friday, you know, weather modification and things like that, this stuff is big news, and it's going to be big news all year long, and probably for many, many years to come. I think it's going to be a big presidential campaign election issue, global warming, as they would call it, not necessarily weather modification. But we're going to have a lot of very, very devastatingly convincing incidents, I think, to wake people up to their way of thinking. So I urge you, as always, you know, take steps to prepare yourself and your family so that way you're not going to be conned into this whole thing. Because I do think we may actually already be seeing our first tropical storm of the year, which is obviously significantly earlier than they had anticipated that. But we'll see how that develops over time. I think it's off the South Carolina coast. I'm not sure. I'll have to check it out again. But just looking at that and all the weather shenanigans and the different global warming shenanigans, there's a lot of news out there about these things. We'll get into some of it, and of course, we'll take your calls. We'll talk to Grant Hall. It should be a fun and entertaining show. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and we welcome you to be a part of it at any point. Ken is in the studio there helming the phones. He'll be the cheery voice on the other end when you dial into the show. And we appreciate him, of course, doing such a fine job. And what can I say, folks? It's Monday. And I know it's been Monday for a long time. But it will be a Monday for only another hour. And then, of course, we're into Tuesday. And then everything's smooth sailing, I guess you could say, because it's just not Monday anymore. Stay with us, folks. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
You'd much rather brag. And if the decibels of this disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day, the conference again and again and again and again as our sanity walks away.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and very excited to have you with us, as always. Certainly a lot of stuff going on in the world, and a couple of things that maybe you'd seen, maybe you have not seen in the news. This one came out May 1st from the AP. A man injured when National Guard troops shot at anti-war demonstrators at Kent State University in 1970 said someone gave a command to fire at the students, according to an old audio tape he planned to release Tuesday. It's very interesting. Now, I've not seen any follow-up on this, because obviously this was last week, but very, very interesting stuff. Alan Canfora wants the government to reopen the case because he thinks it will give both the victims and the shooters a chance to heal. Said Canfora on Monday, quote, "We are not seeking revenge. We are not seeking punishment for the guardsmen at this late date. All we want is the truth because we seek healing at Kent State for the student victims as well as the trigger men who were ordered to fire, and healing can only result from the truth. That's all we want," end quote. Canfora planned to release CD copies of the recording at a news conference at Kent State, about 30 miles southeast of Cleveland. Four Kent State students were killed and nine were wounded in the 1970 clash, which followed several days of Vietnam War protests. 4 years later, eight guardsmen were acquitted of federal civil rights charges. Canfora said he recently requested a copy of the nearly 30-minute tape from Yale University, where a government copy has been stored in an archive. He said that just before the 13-second volley of gunfire, a voice on the tape is heard yelling, quote, "Right here, get set, point, fire, end quote. Very interesting. Ken Forrest said, quote, I was shaking when I first heard it. I shed tears, end quote. I have no doubt that would be traumatic. He said he was convinced from his research, including other tapes and photos, that the command was issued by one of the three guard officers at the shooting site. Said Ken Forrest, quote, the time has now come to where it is impossible to deny the verbal command to fire. The government should analyze the recording using new technology, end quote. After the shooting, the FBI investigated whether an order had been given to fire and said it could only speculate. One theory was that a guardsman panicked or fired intentionally at a student and that others fired when they heard the first shot. The FBI would look into any new inquiry about the shooting, said spokesman Scott Wilson. The Ohio National Guard had no comment on the tape, said their spokesman James Sims. Ken Forrest said the reel-to-reel audio recording was made by Terry Struble, a student who placed a microphone at a windowsill of his dormitory that overlooked the anti-war rally. Struble turned the tape over to the FBI, which kept a copy. Struble, who still lives near Kent, keeps the original tape in a safe deposit box, said Ken Forrest, who heads a nonprofit organization at Kent State that leads a candlelight vigil every May 4th to mark the anniversary of the shootings. Struble did not return a message seeking comment Monday. Joe Bendo, a friend who spoke for him, said Struble had not listened to the tape in years and doesn't know whether a command to shoot can be heard. Very, very interesting. So the guy who made the original recording, he made a copy for the FBI, and he's sort of laying low on it. He's like, hey, man, I don't know. I'm curious. But at the same time, obviously he could abate that curiosity simply by listening to the tape. But he hasn't done that. So it sounds to me like this guy's pretty much just wanting to stay out of it because he doesn't want to be arc-incited, if you will. You know, commit suicide, a couple of gunshots from behind or the top of the head, that sort of thing. But it's very, very interesting because this is, you know, that's a school shooting, folks. Nobody really talks about that. And obviously we had the incident at Virginia Tech, and people have talked about that endlessly and all the different things that have gone on there. But nobody really mentions the Kent State situation as a school shooting, even though technically it was. It's exactly what it was. And one in which I imagine there is probably some healing that is required with a situation like that. But it also goes on to show you sort of the mindset that has been in place for a very, very long time about protesters and things like that. I bring this up because of this story, which came out May 3rd, Wired.com in their blog section. It says, every year the biotechnology industry organization pulls together celebrities, investors, executives, scientists, and naturally science journalists to discuss the latest in life science hacking. Every year, critics of the biotechnology industry get together outside the bio conference to discuss the latest ways that life science hacking is harming people and the environment. This year's conference is in Boston, and the city, reports the Boston Globe, is quote-unquote bracing for the protests. So here is an excerpt of that account for how they're bracing for all these protesters from the Boston Globe, which says, quote, when 20,000 delegates, including scores of dignitaries, descend on Boston for an international biotechnology conference starting Sunday, they'll be met by dozens, if not hundreds, of protesters and by police bracing for what could be the biggest demonstrations in the city since the 2004 Democratic National Convention. Did you hear how many delegates? 20,000. Did you hear how many protesters? Dozens, if not hundreds, in the largest protest in Boston since the 2004 Democratic National Convention. Obviously, you need a whole fleet of police officers and maybe some new anti-terrorism legislation. The author of this blog goes on. 20,000 delegates versus dozens, if not hundreds, of protesters. Just hope the activists don't watch 300 beforehand. And if dozens of protesters amount to Beantown's biggest demonstration in 3 years, well, sad is the state of democracy in its ancestral American home. To be fair, those city officials and federal spooks are probably worried about eco-terrorists striking at the East Coast heart of the life science industry. Eco-terrorists don't deserve to be domestic public enemy number one in the post-9/11 world, but it is a legitimate concern. I suppose it could be considered a concern. There are people out there who do think, for some reason, that, you know, hey, we can't have animal testing, so let's kill people. And we can't have abortion, so let's kill people. And we can't have trees being cut down, so let's kill people. Obviously the wrong way to approach anything. But, yes, this eco-terrorism thing is just a way of if you look at some of the legislation, I remember covering this back in 2002, 2003, and I think it was Texas, actually, that was looking to pass a law that would say it was an eco-terrorism organization if there were two or more members gathered in a place that you know, where you disrupted business, it would be considered eco-terrorism. So you could get you and, I don't know, one of your friends, and you go down to a, let's say, a laboratory where they do animal testing, and you lay down in the road. Well, guess what? You're an eco-terrorist, and you are disrupting protests. And you, because it's you and somebody else, you are a terrorist organization. So you see, it's just part and parcel to all the things we've been talking about since 2001 about anti-terrorism legislation being utilized incorrectly and certainly not within the intent by which we were told it would be applied. So right then and there, you can see where there's some problems. But it is also very interesting that they invoke in this biotech conference story the 2004 Democratic National Convention. Now, the DNC and the RNC both saw the arrival on the scene of DARPA's latest innovations in non-lethal weapons. One of them is called the LRAD, the long-range acoustic device. These things are like an they look like a satellite dish, basically, just mounted on top of Humvees and Jeeps and things like that. And you could just basically beam sound waves at people and I guess just really hurt their ears. I don't know. Maybe it would cause permanent damage, but luckily I don't think they were utilized in those protests, which was great. Now, they weren't utilized in the protests for one reason, and one reason alone, of course. They had the free speech zones, which we're all familiar with, free speech zones, which looked strangely enough like concentration camps. Got your hurricane fences and your barbed wire along the top and your big concrete barriers and just herding people into these little cages saying, okay, here's where you're allowed to protest. Completely not in keeping with the spirit of the right to gather and the right to disagree, to dissent. Now, obviously, there's always going to be bad apples, and sometimes those bad apples are placed there intentionally. Agents provocateur who get to go to these protests and stir up trouble, start yelling things, and start sort of rallying this mob mentality into some sort of violence. But at the same time, the idea of having free speech zones isn't very free at all, is it? It's like, okay, I'm okay to be free over here, but over here I'm not. What constitution are you reading, pal? But anyway, when I mentioned about the LRAD, and of course they got the microwave gun, the heat gun, active denial system, I think it's called, which causes pain, burning sensations, and things like that. Well, there's a new one on the scene, folks. This one also from Wired.com, also from the blog section, and it came out April 30th. Imagine a day, it says, when a submarine could blast a target to smithereens using nothing more than acoustic energy. That's the idea behind a recently granted U.S. Navy patent for a cavitation weapon. The powerful weapon would use sonar to generate, quote, acoustic remote cavitation, otherwise known as a big pressure bubble, that would destroy everything from torpedoes to mines. This is a quote from the patent. Quote, a method is disclosed of generating a predetermined field of cavitation around a remote target in an underwater environment. The method includes the steps of identifying a remote target location, generating at least two acoustic beams, each at a higher power output from an underwater acoustic source, and controlling the generated acoustic beams to intersect with each other at the remote target location and thereby create a destructive cavitation field at the intersection of these beams. The acoustic source and target can be located in unconfined underwater space at a distance of at least 100 meters apart. So very, very interesting how they would be doing that. Apparently just like a collection of sort of these pressure bubbles that would collide at some point and destroy something. Very interesting if it works. Underwater cavitation, it says, is being looked at for a number of applications, including superfast sub and missiles, but this is different. It would actually use pure acoustic energy to destroy things, i.e. no bombs or missiles involved. The potential applications include, quote, mine neutralization, torpedo self-defense, melee close encounter, and any sources of communication systems that must be left behind, end quote. So, again, back to the patent, it says this, quote, the underlying physics is based on the intense heat and high pressure pulse from the sonar sources 12, 14, and 16, which I guess probably relate to a diagram of some sort, as the damage mechanisms by virtue of the intense acoustic power of the sonar sources. And we'll have to pause there for a short commercial break. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I would like to give out the phone number again, 800-313-9443. What we're discussing here in this new segment is this brand new sound weapon patented by the U.S. Navy. And I was reading here, and this is at Wired.com, came out on the 30th of April, in case you're wondering. But I'm reading from the patent, and it says, quote, "An ensuing cavitation bubble formation and collapse and shock propagation will also inflict damages on underwater objects 18 targeted for removal." Again, these are coinciding with the diagram, which I obviously can't show you. It says the technical drivers are the cavitation lethality of the undesirable objects 18 and the acoustic power of the sonar sources versus range and depth, end quote. So a whole lot of nothing that really makes sense there to me, except that what you've got here is a sound weapon that can destroy things. So this is more than just simply causing a temporary deafness from the long-range acoustic device. This is a completely different application. Anyway, back to the commentary here at the Wired.com blog. It says, quote, "In an intriguing note on other uses, the patent says, quote, in view of the above detailed description, it is anticipated that the invention herein will have far-reaching applications other than those of underwater destruction of undesirable objects," end quote. Any ideas what that could be? They ask. It's a good question, and I don't know. I imagine that something like this could have a myriad of different applications. But looking at the diagram, what you've got here is a sub, and then you've got these, I don't know, whatever these acoustic generators are, several of them, honestly. It looks like two at least, maybe three, and probably three. And then they all sort of pulse together and cause these, I don't know, these pressure bubbles that would cause landmines to be detonated and things like that, torpedoes being shot against them, and presumably destroy other subs and things like that, warships. Very, very fascinating stuff. I don't know exactly, you know, all the details as far as how it would work, but certainly when it comes to things like this, we've got acoustic weapons for land use, and it only makes sense we'd have acoustic weapons for underwater use, I suppose. But the applications of the above ground use would be deemed a non-lethal weapon. Now, whether or not it's non-lethal, I suppose is, well, I mean, you're not necessarily going to die, but you might go deaf. Is that a good thing? Obviously not, especially when you have the right to do these sorts of things, to gather and to disagree with your public officials and whatnot. But for something like this, I mean, who knows, right? I mean, they're supposedly putting the patent out there on it. I don't know. It's been my experience that obviously if they've patented it, they may have it working, and who knows what all goes into that. And we've talked about HAARP. We've talked about many other different things. Now, as far as acoustic weapons being able to be used in other capacities, I mean, gosh, just think of all the ships that could be sunk and no torpedo damage, right? It's just acoustics. I don't know. I suppose it would be a good thing, presumably. One of the biggest problems in warfare as far as expenses go are the munitions. So if you're saving on torpedoes, I suppose that's a good thing. But it's very interesting to watch how these things are developing and sort of where the military mindset is. Now, these are just what we know about as far as the patents and whatnot. And I'm sure they have working models. And I'm sure that just because the patent is out there and has been filed for and reported upon in the blog, of Wired.com. I imagine other governments are probably doing something similar. So we always got to be cognizant of how all this is going down, who's sharing technology, and exactly what are they trying to accomplish. So be aware of that. If you see any bizarre ship sinkings or things like that, it very well could be this being utilized. And again, I would hearken back to the incident where I think we discussed this last week as well. In 2003, there was the big power outage in the northeast United States, parts of Canada as well. It was blamed eventually, I think, on a bird that landed on a power line somewhere in Ohio, and it caused this huge blackout of the northeast part of the United States of America. Lies. However, I did talk to people, people who called me and said, hey, look, I've got relatives in New York City. Here's what they went through. And obviously, we all saw it, and it was amazing to see that people didn't panic. They didn't freak out. They didn't flip out. But that was right about the time, I think it was just like 2 months earlier, they'd reported on what sort of weapons they might see battlefield usage in the forthcoming Iraq war, because it was only forthcoming at this point. And they talked about the electromagnetic pulse weapon, which could, you know, knock out all these different things. I talked to people who were there, and some accounts that I'd heard of, there was a guy who was talking to his brother. The guy that I was talking to was one of our listeners here locally. I knew him. He was talking to his brother on the telephone in New York, and the phone went dead. It was a cell phone, and it just did something to lost the call. I mean, the phone was dead. Other people reporting weird things with their cars. You know, obviously, those cars are not necessarily connected to the power grid, so you have to wonder about that. And then other people that I'd read about were reporting on chemtrails being sprayed. So it makes me wonder exactly what was being utilized there. They're not beyond these things. We've talked about that on the show extensively, testing stuff like this out on civilians and so on and so forth. So, you know, whenever you hear stuff about boats and ships, be aware that these technologies exist. All right, got to pause here for a quick break, folks. We'll be back in only 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free, worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I guess I'm here.
I
need to be invited to your family reunion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
I feel that you're family.
Oh, well, thank you. I thought you said I'll kill your family. I was like, oh, yeah.
No.
I've never been to a family reunion.
Well, I'll tell you what. I feel that you're part of my family.
Well, thank you, sir. I feel the same way.
You're talking to one of the most educated people you've ever talked to, okay? Oh, God. Where do I start? You mentioned Kent State, okay? I knew four people who were there.
Wow.
At my particular campus, which was not Kent State, there was a gentleman there who was not a student, but he was the biggest campus demonstrator around. I thought he was paid by the communists, okay? I was kind of dumb at that point. But at one point, he burned a flag. And I remember Dr. Laszlo Borse weeping his tears out over that. He was from Czechoslovakia.
Wow.
I also, he was in prayer for hours after the flag burned. But I will tell you this much. Most of the campus demonstrations turned very violent after the enforcers, whoever they may be, started grabbing the young females.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that is what turned them violent. This one guy who was on our campus, who was a biggie demonstrator, he burned a flag, and then he took a pot shot at a policeman, hit him square in the face, just out of nowhere. And the policemen at that campus were
with
very...
his fist?
Hey, sir?
He just punched him, or he threw something?
Just punched him.
Oh.
Just hauled off and punched him. And he was hauled off, and he was tried, and he was transferred to another prison. Well, one of my classmates from high school said he was never transferred to another prison. He was, wasn't even his real name.
Wow.
That he was set there as a black op to try to make the demonstrators into something they weren't.
A mob.
A mob, exactly. Now, I'm going to tell you very simply that the Vietnam demonstrators were the men who were young men. They were labeled as freaks, wimps, who didn't want to go to war. So they were labeled as black. And then their whores joined them. And I heard this from pulpits. I heard it from politicians. But the simple truth of the matter is that the enforcers were trying to incite the mob. All right?
Yeah.
So I will tell you dead seriously, we've learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our demonstrators now cross all socioeconomic lines. They're not young men joined by their whores, as they were called. We have every single segment of society, every ethnic group, every single racial group saying, no, this is enough. We've learned a lot from Vietnam, but almost all of the demonstrations during the Vietnam era became violent when the instigators surrounded sometimes the policemen who would grope the females trying to make the males angry. Now, Frank,
wow.
I will tell you dead seriously, we've learned a lot since then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right now, every single segment of our society is against the Iraq War,
mm-hmm.
portions of it.
Yes.
But when you mentioned Kent State, that tore me to shreds. My beloved wife grew up in Cleveland, okay, about 30 miles away from Kent State.
Wow.
But the simple truth of the matter is that many times the anti-war demonstrations started out as peaceful but became violent when the enforcers did everything they could to instigate the youth, and there were certain plants in there in the Vietnam demonstrations who were set up very, very simply to instigate violence.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah, I do. I saw it. Wow. I witnessed it with my own eyes.
That's amazing.
And what I'm going to try to tell you very simply is it was another form of a small black op mm-hmm. operation.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and we've seen this many, many times. What is it, COINTELPRO? And then, of course, with the protests leading up to and going on during the Iraq War, you know, just recently, we heard a lot of the same stories about the FBI and various sort of, you know, black ops, infiltrations and intelligence accounts of, you know, people were being photographed, their license plates were being taken and so on and so forth. And that was just the small potato stuff. But we've seen this as well. I know that when they had the RNC, I know John Stadtmiller and other people from RBN were in New York, and we did calls with them and stuff like that, and they were talking all about these things, what people were doing, and how there was, you know, always just going to be one or two instigators somewhere out there who starts yelling about revolution and things like that, and, you know, you never know. I mean, maybe they are just really that angry, but that's why I've always tried to stay away from that whole mentality, because that's Frank, what they want.
Frank, can I tell you my greatest fear?
Please.
Okay, on the field of Lexington, there was a shot heard around the world where somebody pulled the trigger on the tinderbox, which started our first revolution. My greatest fear is that somebody will pull the trigger for martial law and a second revolution which will be fought with bullets rather than ballots. But I will tell you dead seriously, I watched with my own eyes. I couldn't join the Vietnam demonstrators. They burned flags.
Mm-hmm.
That tore me. I couldn't do that.
Amen.
Okay, but I will tell you dead seriously, my greatest fear is that there is somebody out there who will pull the first trigger, the shot heard around the world the second time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the KKK presents themselves, and I knew the guy who was the head of the KKK of Virginia. I worked with him on a daily basis sometimes. And they painted themselves as revolutionaries, as wonderful, this and the other. The people who started this country were patricians, not plebeians. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Okay. I've had 5 years Latin. I'm glad you follow me. I'm glad you have enough education. But the bottom line is very simply this, is that my greatest fear is that somebody out there will cross the line, just as did the National Guard in Kent State, between a war of words and ideas and ballots into bullets. That is my greatest fear. You know Pastor Butch Paul?
Yes, by name.
So do I. I have a cell phone number.
Hmm.
Now, listen to me very carefully. My greatest fear is that somebody will pull the trigger. All right? I told him I was afraid of that. He said, Jim, I'm afraid that that's what it will lead to. And I busted into tears. I couldn't stop weeping for half an hour. My wife brought me a cup of coffee. But you were probably born a few years before Vietnam and the demonstrations, this, that, and the other. But I will tell you that dead seriously, if we are Christians, because there are two things that have fascinated me mm-hmm. throughout all of my life, technology and Christianity. Okay, after I became Christian in 1973. But my greatest fear is that somebody will cross the line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned Kent State, and I will tell you dead seriously that what almost always triggered violence on the part of the demonstrators, the anti-war demonstrators during the Vietnam era, was that somebody crossed the line into doing something which was inappropriate. And you couldn't pay me enough money to grope somebody other than my wife. How much money could I pay you to grope somebody other than your wife?
Probably not enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the same way.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
No, it's, I share your concerns. And one of the things that I have, I was pretty surprised to discover is how smart, and I shouldn't say it this way. I should say it in a different way, was to take an audience and not this one per se, but a lot of the ones that I've interacted with over the years, to take people who are so brilliant. And then to see them, and I know what it stems from. It's they're just frustrated. You know, a lot of people have known these things for a long time. And I was born in 75, and I haven't been awake all that long, I suppose. But my amazement at how brilliant a lot of these people are that I talk with, and it could be guests, it could be callers, but who are still saying we need to take up arms. I have to shake. I agree. That's what I'm saying. Is that how can you be so smart and know so much about how
words
to manipulate and facilitate their agenda? Always, always, always facilitating their agenda, and then buy into it, and then fall right into place, and be used as a pawn to serve their agenda, which is of course martial law. We can't win a gun battle. Okay,
hey, it can't be done. No. We can win a gun battle.
No.
Yes, we can.
No.
Believe me. But no. How many gun owners are there in America?
A lot.
About 150 million, something
yeah.
like that.
So? What's
okay.
your point?
How many military there are? They'll never see the gun shooting. If our government is dumb enough to think that they can survive without the support of the majority of the American public, they are just as dumb as they were in Vietnam, just as dumb as King George III,
mm-hmm.
and we have King George Washington I, King George Bush II, King George III. I'm sorry.
Well,
our government thinks that it can survive,
mm-hmm.
if it can survive without the support of the public, that's ridiculous.
Well, here's where you're wrong, Jim, because this whole thing can be manipulated and facilitated in a different fashion. If you convince people, okay, that something is good for them, 90% of the population here in America will do it because they feel that it is self-serving. If they put enough of a scare into people because of the bird flu, because of SARS, because of this mega virulent tuberculosis that's going around, and all these other different things. They can put us in a martial law type scenario and have quarantine zones and quarantine camps, and guess what they'll do?
Hey,
look, we're going to – here's what – you got to pack up everything that you pack,
you're
clothes
right.
and food, and get in this bus, and we'll take you to this camp, and you'll be treated because this whole place is going to be burned because we need to quarantine it. So, you know, people will leave their guns behind. There are different ways to do that. Now, you've got DARPA that is really focused in the last 10 years almost solely on non-lethal weapons. We've got a U.S. military plus, of course, National Guard, reservists, and all these other things that
right.
and government security contractors. Okay, we saw them in New Orleans from Blackwater.
Yep.
Okay, all of these people have been doing what over the last 4 or 5 years? They have been fighting urban warfare. There's no way you're going to get a bunch of militia guys together, because they'll be the ones who would do it, and try to do this. Now, as far as the mass American people all rising up together, yeah, nobody could stop us anywhere on the whole planet. Nobody. But it wouldn't happen that way. They'd divide us first and then conquer us
second. Frank, give yourself credit.
Mm. For what?
For very simply this, telling the truth. You have spoken the truth.
Mm.
Okay, I'm not fighting with you. I don't fight with people. I just tell the truth.
No.
Now listen to me very carefully. There are more people out here who understand the truth than don't. Now, I don't care what the polls say. A lot of the times, people will not respond to say, yes, I'm a 9/11 truther, because they're afraid, but they know the truth.
Hmm.
Now, you have to understand that every time that you tell the truth, it rings a bell inside of people's heads. I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit saying, oh, geez, wow, this is true. I don't know. But I will tell you dead seriously that there are more people who understand the truth about 9/11 than will express it.
I agree with that.
Now you give yourself credit, and you give the rest of the truthers credit. I have found out that in every other area of media, and I carried a press pass for a dozen years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have found out that people will understand the truth and will not express it time after time. How many solid men do we have in the military who will be involved in an insurrection if we say, oh, we're going to declare martial law, we're going to disarm the public, we're going to do this, that, and the other, blah, 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 all this unconstitutional crap, when they have said, I will uphold the Constitution. Now, you've got to understand that if push comes to shove, there will be an insurrection within their military. There will be an insurrection amongst their people between those who will say yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to carry on your good work, but just understand that there were people during the Vietnam War era who I do now believe were plants who were supposed to make all the protesters appear to be wimps, jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you only have a 3-second delay, so I won't say anything bad. But at any rate, my icon is sitting there listening to you. But at any rate, for whatever reasons, all I'm telling you is dead seriously, just keep telling the truth. Because when you hold a light up, one light will extinguish infinite darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you keep it up. All right?
Thank you, sir.
Now, I'll let you go at that. But when you said Kent State, I went into tears, and it took me a few seconds to come to be able to talk. Now, you bring up countless issues because mm-hmm. we're on a war on all fronts. Not one, many.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, you keep up the good work. I can only listen to you every so often. But I want you to understand this very, very simply.
Mm-hmm.
How many years have you spent as an adult?
I don't feel like I'm an adult yet, but I'm 30. I'm 32. So
that's 12 years as an adult. Okay, I'm about three times your age.
Mm.
But at any rate, for whatever reason, what I'm trying to tell you is that the Vietnam War protests were very much designed to paint everybody as jerks. Now, the Vietnam War protests were a very small percentage of the population compared to right now.
Yeah.
The women are leading the protests now. Have you heard of the topless protests and stuff like that?
bits and pieces. I didn't know it was anything organized or consistent,
not
but
really.
I've heard about
not
it.
Not really.
Okay.
But there are women who are angry enough to humiliate themselves. I'm not talking about beauty queens. There are men who are angry enough to do things I won't even talk about. My greatest fear, though, is that one of the truthers will cross the line from the war of words into a war of bullets. Now,
yeah.
whenever you are talking to these people, we're Christian, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the walls of Jericho did not fall by themselves. The children of Israel had to walk around them. So there are certain things we must do.
Yeah.
But I will let you go at that. And
Tim, thank you.
Keep up the good work. I'll let you go.
Till God bless
again.
You, sir. Thank you for
invite me to your family reunion.
Hey, man. Let's organize one. It'll be fun.
Take care.
Take care, Jim. Wonderful stuff. Folks, we've got to pause here. I apologize. Please stay with us. We're back in 3 with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number one. Of course, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities, as you'll only find here in the great state of Arkansas and, of course, nearby areas like Branson, Missouri, and so on and so forth. Howard Creek Resort, the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year and perfect family reunion spot, too. Since we were just talking about that, you can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. We certainly ask you to support the networks, to support our sponsors, support our advertisers. Folks, they're the reasons why we have the show and have the ability to communicate as we have been. I just want to comment there about Jim's comments because I think they're very, very, very apropos. Here's the thing. I don't think we could win an all-out war, okay? That's just my assessment of it. Now, I know there are certainly better, more strategic minds out there, probably more experienced minds as well, but I know exactly what's going on with all this, and I would say this, that folks, we don't need the violence, okay? They want to provoke that. Understand that, okay? There are always going to be a couple of circumstances that you have to contend with. Number one, first of all, if something is going on, odds are there's a hand manipulating it. Okay, so circumstances are created. Be aware of that. Think about it in terms of which direction it could go. How do I respond in this situation? And what will my response generate as a response back to me or to people I'm with? Think about if you're serving their agenda. Perfect example, the shooting at Virginia Tech. Okay, you've got a situation there, and people are wondering about it, what could be done, what should be done, and so on and so forth. Some people want to take away guns. Other people want to arm everybody. Think about that. It's obviously bad to say, let's take away guns, because people like this kid could still get them. If you want a gun bad enough, you'll find it. It's very easy. In fact, the less... once you ban something, it becomes a little easier to get. It just costs more. That's all. So what I'm saying is that would be a really bad scenario. But wouldn't it be equally as bad to have, a great portion of the, let's say the students armed, like all the students have guns, and the students all start shooting each other? Oh, this guy's got a gun. I saw him talking to that guy who's shooting everybody. This guy's one of them. Let's shoot him too. And the cops walk in there and everybody's got guns. There's a huge blazing shootout. I don't think that's good either. Now, if you want to say, maybe the teachers or, the campus security guards, that these people should have guns, maybe I'd agree with that. I don't know. It's a weird situation. Either way, it serves the agenda. What is the agenda? Disarm the population. Now, I do think people are more awake than they let on. I do think that more people are awake than they would let on. I do believe that in the goodness and the American spirit alive and well in the American military and in the American law enforcement officers. And I hope that they would never do something like this. But what I'm saying is that we got to be cognizant of all this stuff. We know there are provocateurs out there. They're in the listening audience. They're in the callers. They're in probably the host seat of some shows, not this one. I don't want violence, folks. I really, really don't. You got to use your own discernment, but I will never, never advocate it. I just think there's a better way. Stay with us back in 90.